out of Focus on the Community on WAMW. Each week we spotlight an important topic to you and your community. Focus on the Community is presented by First Federal Savings Bank at Highway 57 South in Washington. Today, as the holiday season is in full swing, we are going to talk about ways you can help. And one of those ways is an organization and a cause that we've known about for many, many years. Our guest is Steve Riney this morning with the Cops and Kids program. Steve, good morning, sir.
Morning, Dwayne.
What a great time of year. We love the holidays, but we certainly know the holidays are bright for a lot, but not so bright for others. Some families who are down on their luck don't have the needed funds to make it a special Christmas for their children, and that's where the Cops and Kids program comes in full swing.
That's correct.
How many years have you been doing this now?
This is our 29th year.
29 years. I think I've been there for most of them.
I've been there for all of them.
Well, let's start at the beginning and how the concept came about, because it's a neat story how you decided to pull this all together.
We started this in 1991 with Head Start back then, which was, they had about, 38 to 40 children. Raised enough money through some different organizations like the Eagles and the KSC and some other individuals that donated so we could take the kids shopping to make sure they would get something for Christmas. I kind of got the idea. I went to a Colts football game, and during halftime, this was like a week before Christmas or so, during halftime, there were police officers lined up on every 5 or 10 yard line with a little boy or girl. And the 50 yard line was just covered with toys and bicycles and wagons. And they had 2 minutes with that police officer to go out. And well, the police officer didn't go out, but they coached him. And the kid went out on the 50 yard line and grabbed whatever they could, bring it back to that police officer or deputy, and then go back for more. And it was neat to see this one little boy, I remember, grabbed a wagon and filled the wagon with everything he could.
Now, that's being intuitive back. Right there.
Oh, yeah. But I could tell beforehand he was being well coached by this deputy, you know. And he knew what he wanted, but the deputy told him, he said, put everything you can in that wagon and bring it back and then go back for more, you know. And they had 2 minutes and the crowd was cheering, and it was that kind of what gave me the idea to get this going. I knew we couldn't go to a Colts football game or anything to do, you know, like that, but we raised money to take the kids to Walmart and to get them what they need. I think we had enough we spent about $25 per child back then. And that's how it got started.
It's a great story. And again, it's just grown leaps and bounds over the years. It's kind of twofold, Steve, in the fact that, yes, the kids get to go with the police officers. They get to do some shopping, which is so cool, and they love it. The smiles on their faces speak for themselves. But you also get a chance for law enforcement and those in that field to kind of show a different side than maybe what the
right.
kids are used to
That's
seeing
exactly
the men in uniforms.
Right. Some of the, you know, they make new friends with, they bond the police officers and the firefighters and you know, the corrections people, and they bond with these little guys. And some of the kids want to buy something for maybe a brother or a sister, and that's fine. But hopefully, you know, the next year or so, when they're old enough, we can take them shopping. But the looks on the faces of everybody involved is just what makes it worth it.
It really is. It's just a great day. The date for this year's Cops and Kids is set, right?
December 19th.
December 19th, which is a Thursday.
We always go on their last day of school. That way, when we take everything back to Head Start or Four Rivers preschool and Lagodi Head Start, they take things home and then they're done with school till after the holidays.
So again, December 19th will be the date, and it's a full day for the kids. They get started shopping, and then of course you got to feed them after all that shopping.
We feed them. We're going to the Conservation Club this year, and they've been great about donating that, and it's close, to Walmart, to the shopping center, and we're going to have Happy Meals and for the kids, and Subway sandwiches for the volunteers, and everything has always worked out just great. Haven't lost a police officer yet.
29 years this has been going strong. And again, we're talking about the Cops and Kids program with Steve Riney. One of the many ways you can help this holiday season. You talked about the limited number of kids when you first started, $25 per child. Let's talk about today's numbers, because it goes without saying those numbers have grown a lot.
Last year we spent over $21,000.
Wow.
In an hour and a half.
Wow.
So we had the Sheriff's Department brings their trailers. We fill up the trailers because we get bicycles and things like that. But we also, the first thing we buy is what they need. You know, if they need underwear or socks or shoes or boots or a new coat, you know, whatever, we get what they need first. And we've got a list. We have cards for each child with sizes and what they need. And then also after we get what they need, then that's when we spend the rest on toys or whatever they want.
And you give a certain amount, you like to allocate a certain amount per child.
Right. The last couple of years, we've spent about $125 per child, which that's my goal to do that. I'd like to spend more, but we don't really have time. Because by the time we pick the kids up, get to Walmart, get them unloaded, get them inside, and then we feed them at noon, you know, there's not much dead time there. I mean, everything's, you know, when we start going, we keep going till we're done.
It's definitely a full day, that's for sure. The Cops and Kids program, again, the date this year is December 19th. Now let's talk about who makes it happen. And that's where you, the listener, can come into play, because donations are being accepted now. And we have a great community we live in, Steve. It goes without saying. But you talk about $21,000. That's all from donations in this community.
Right. And us and Martin County. Years ago, Joe G., who was sheriff back then, wanted at an FOP meeting one night. This was early on. He said, why don't we have any Martin County kids included, and it was Shop of the Cop back then till we had to change the name. But I said, Joe, if you get me some Martin County donations, we'll be happy to take the Martin County kids. And they have stepped up, and they don't just take care of their own kids. I mean, they chip in, and we get donations from all over, from churches. Even we've had school kids that take up collections at class, and we'll get envelopes full of nickels and pennies and dimes and dollars, and you know, it's not just the big donations we get from some of the organizations, it's the small ones, you know. And they all, you know, they're giving back to the kids in the community in Davis and Martin County, and that's what makes it happen for me, just the spirit of giving.
Most definitely. So if you want to give, they're listening right now, Steve, what's the best way to go about doing that?
They can drop off a donation at the Washington Police Department, Davis County Sheriff's Department, Martin County Sheriff's Department, Lagodi PD, Odin PD, or you can mail it to me. My address is 2235 North 75E here in Washington. And we'll get it in the checking account, and we'll spend it on the 19th.
You spend whatever you get, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you did develop this as a non-for-profit.
Yes.
What is it?
We're a 501c8, I believe, which is tax exempt.
So, again, you can give a tax-deductible donation.
Sure.
To Cops and Kids this year. It's a great way to give back this holiday season. And we encourage people, in closing, Steve, we encourage people to come out on December 19th. Now, not necessarily to do some shopping, because needless to say, it's going to be busy out there, but to look at the smiles.
Yeah, just come out and watch. I have people tell me that come out year after year that they do not get in the spirit of Christmas until after they watch the kids and the cops. their faces. And you can just walk around Walmart, you know, in the parking lot where we're loading and unloading, or come inside and just observe. And it's well worth the trip.
December 19th is the date for this year's Cops and Kids. Our guest, Steve Riney, the coordinator of this for 29 years and still going strong. Thanks to all of the volunteers. You mentioned the city police, county officers, firefighters, corrections officers, Davies and Martin County. The list goes on. The number of volunteers needed has grown. Even dispatchers get into as well.
Yes, and we have correction officers from Carlisle that come down, love to come down and help. Probation officers, prosecutor's office, like I said, probation. We've had a couple of DEA agents come up from Evansville. They love to do this. Troopers come. We've had troopers come down from Bloomington, and it's not just the local guys. You know, it's other people that have come year after year to help.
Make sure to make your donations. Let's make it a big year for the cops and kids. Again, in their 29th year, you can drop off donations at any of the police officers' offices, also county sheriff's departments. And once again, Steve, if they just want to mail a check, where's your address again?
My address is 2235 North 75E.
Make it Washington. To Cops and Kids. It is a tax-deductible donation, and let's make it a big, successful year. Steve, hats off for I know it's a big undertaking, and you guys do a tremendous job with this. We appreciate you coming in to share a bit of the information. Wish you best of the luck on this year's program.
Thank you very much.
Cops and Kids, December 19th is the date here in Davies and Martin County. All right, we continue focus on the community now as we tackle the subject of how you can help this holiday season. We spoke, of course, to Steve Briney with the Cops and Kids program coming December 19th. And now we welcome Rick from the Washington 20th Century Chevy Car Club. I almost forgot.
How dare you?
I know. Isn't that awful? The 20th Century Chevy Car Club. What a great group of guys. We have worked with these guys for the past several years, bringing the huge car show to Washington each and every year. And the way they give back to this community, just unmatched. It really is. Hats off to you, Rick, and to all the members of the club.
Thank you.
How many do we have in this club now?
73, I believe.
73 members. And it started just with a group of individuals that were gearheads and just wanted to talk about cars, right?
Yep, back in 1970. We're ready to celebrate our 50th year next year.
Isn't that something? How many years have you been a part of it now?
38.
38 of those 50 years. And you've seen it grow leaps and bounds. And, you know, the car show is a classic example. Again, it just came from that initial group. Hey, let's just put a car show together. And now you look at what that show is today. Yes. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's grown so much. It was, I can't remember how many cars were there the first year in 1978, but it was more than the club expected. I wasn't a member quite yet then, but it's crazy some years.
It really is, and it's just a great way to highlight our community. A lot of visitors come through, and of course it's all for the car club and their charities and their groups that they help support over the years. One of those being the Eastside Park Improvement Fund. If you drive through our Eastside Park, we have a beautiful park on the east side of town, Rick, and thanks to you guys, you've put a lot of money back to keep that park going strong.
Yes, we have a community foundation fund set up for the park. And we donate from our silent auction every year to the park.
What a great deal. Again, and a lot of the improvements you see out there made possible through that community foundation money that is set up through the car club. And they give back each and every year. Another thing you do is why we have you in here this morning. It's the Christmas project. Now, the car club started doing this. Do you have any idea about how many years ago it was?
Well, this is our 39th one.
39 years ago.
Yes.
And how did this idea come about?
I have no idea. I wasn't in the club then, but I guess some guys thought about, you know, we might as well do something for the community, or maybe they knew a family or two that was had problems and weren't going to get Christmas. So I don't know.
And the rest is history. So again, as with the car show that we talked about earlier, you've seen this grow and the need grow over the years, unfortunately, for families that need the assistance during the holidays.
Yes, yes. We've already had our list of people, and we've started working on that. Right now, we're looking for some additional fundraising, anything we don't use on it, we have a separate account and we carry it over to the next year. And because sometimes we get donations after the fact, and which is fine with us. We don't care. You can give us Christmas donations all year if you want. But yes, we set up the project and we start working on it in late October, early November, trying to organize it. And then we get names from different people. A lot of them were from our car club wives that knew people that were, or were connected with people that were in need. And then we give them the money and they go out and shop for the family after they talk to them. I mean, you know, you just don't go out and take the shotgun approach and just buy a bunch of stuff and throw them at a family. You try to get it appropriate for the kids.
Well, and it has to be a rewarding experience to see when you deliver these gifts to yes. Most of these families, of course, have children.
Yes. Yes. We do a few other things too. We don't talk about, but the main focus is on families with kids.
And again, to see the rewarding experience this has to be, it's just amazing. Let's talk about some of the gifts that you are able to deliver thanks to generous donations. I mean, bikes, clothing, the sky's the limit.
Yes, we don't take toy donations anymore. We have decided to do it a little different. And so we have the cash, and we the ladies go out and buy clothes for the kids, and then some toys too.
And again, they will deliver them to the families. Do you know about how many families that you're going to be helping this year?
So far, I think it's 18, or has been, and that's what we settled on. We aren't delivering most of them this year. Some are being delivered. It just depends. We're not using that old bus anymore.
Oh, that's
right. We still got it, and
the old Santa bus didn't want to go this year.
It needs some work on it. I remember one year, a few years ago, when we were halfway done and it broke down, and so Dave Fry went home and got his little Chevy short bed pickup, and we towed it to where we could park it, and then Dave had to put a new transmission in his truck.
So we don't want that anymore.
No, we don't want that anymore. So, and there's been a couple of times we had a problem with it. Everybody had to go get their pickup trucks and deliver them. But we're doing it a little different this year. We're contacting the families and tell them how this is going.
There you go. So we're asking this morning then for those that have it in their heart to give and would like to help the Car Club with the Christmas project and these families in need. Donations are still being accepted. That's the big need right now for the donations, to make sure you can get everything for these families you're going to be helping. What's the best way to go about making a donation? Yes.
First, I want to say thank you to the community for all the past years. They've helped us, and they've been very generous. Different people in the community and businesses. And we take donations at our post office box 371. If you want it to be tax deductible, you have to make it out to Brotherhood Charities. That's a 501c3. Or make it out to the Car Club. Brotherhood Charities helps the Car Club with the Christmas project too. We also, if you know a club member, you can slip them a few bucks, write them a check or whatever, and they'll bring it down the club and turn it in. I got a nice check from one of the local organizations yesterday. Personally, a person called me up and had me come pick it up. So
that's what it's all about, a community coming together to help those. It's the holiday season, and you know, it's always better to give than to receive. How many times have we said that?
Lots over the years, and you know, it makes us feel good. It's a warm feeling when you can help somebody out that's in need.
So every dollar counts. Again, if you'd like to contribute to the Car Club's Christmas project, the Brotherhood Charities, or Washington Car Club, just make a 20th Century Chevy Car Club, just make your check out to the amount you wish. Again, every dollar counts, whatever you wish to give. The P.O. Box one more time.
371.
P.O. Box 371, Washington, Indiana, 47501. You can contact any club member that you may know personally if you'd like to give. And you see both individuals that do this, Rick, and also businesses, civic groups and organizations, yes, clubs, they all help out.
Yes. Actually, the check I got yesterday, I'd tell you who it is, but I don't know if they want to know, but it was a civic organization.
That is awesome. So again, let's help them out. This is another way you can help this holiday season, the 20th Century Chevy Car Club, their annual Christmas project. What's the date plan for those folks to come and receive these gifts this year?
We're going to hook up with them. It'll probably be the 19th or the 20th.
Okay, so in December 19th or 20th, so you'll go shopping before then. So
it's probably most of the shopping's already been done, what with the Black Friday stuff and everything. The ladies that do this try to get some good deals.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. And you know, you cannot do it without the spouses. You know, we got the car club members, but it's really the spouses, the wives, that really help pull this one off.
Yeah, they really step up and really give us a hand with, actually, they do all the grunt work, so to speak. They're in the trenches more than we are. You know, we get the glory, but it's all account of them.
Well, again,
appreciate it,
Rick. Thank you so much for stopping in, sharing some information with us this morning. And if you would like to give to the 20th Century Chevy Car Club for the Christmas project, Post Office Box 371, Washington, Indiana 47501. Again, you can make your checks to the Brotherhood Charities. That is a 501c3, so it is a tax deductible donation, and it's a great way to help this holiday season. Rick, in closing, is there anything else you would like to add this morning?
I just want to thank the community again for helping us for these last 39 years on this, and for all the help everybody's given us every year when we put on the car show or any of the other activities we do. We really appreciate it.
And we really appreciate you and all the members of the car club for giving back to the community each and every year. Thanks again for coming in this morning.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Focus on the Community this week has been presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. This holiday season, there are so many ways you can give back to your community, whether it's through the Car Club's Christmas Project or a shop with a cop that we talked about earlier this morning. Find out how you can give and give back this holiday season. So many ways you can help those in need. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend when we focus on the community here on WAMW.